The world has been watching the rescue effort to free 33 trapped Chilean miners who've been down underground for over 2 months after a mine collapse. Now, can a catastrophe like this galvanise a nation? To discuss the effects of this type of event on the psyche of a people is an expert in Chilean culture, Dr. Mary V. Windham. She's the coordinator of international studies at UTS, and she joins us now. Dr. Windham, thanks for joining us on Backlash.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
You've got friends and students in Chile at the moment. What's the mood like on the ground over there?
Well, very different between the students and the friends, because the students are actually Australians and the friends are all Chileans. But they're all reflecting exactly the same sense of the solidarity of the Chilean people, how they've all come together. They're all so proud of their miners. They're so proud of their president. It really seems to have galvanized the society in a way that even the earthquake didn't do quite the same way.
Was the president a popular figure before this catastrophe happened?
Well, the president started becoming a popular figure during and after the earthquake. He really rose to the occasion in ways that certainly the people of the left of Chile, he's very much of the center-right.
Yeah.
The people of the left were very suspicious of Piñera because he stood for something that he endured for a long time during the dictatorship.
Yep.
But he really came good during the earthquake. He really led the recovery period of the earthquake. And I think he's now really, even the people of the left say they wish they could say something negative about him, but they can't. He's really seized the moment and really stood for the mood of the people.
Economically, how important is the mining industry to Chile?
It's the central industry. The copper industry is really the central industry in Chile. And I think one of the good outcomes, I mean, there's nothing but good outcomes that will come out of this, certainly for the miners and their families, certainly for Piñera and his popularity. But I think the fact that this has pointed a very direct finger at the problems in the mining industry and the which miners have been treated in the past, and I don't think that we're likely to see a recurrence of anything like this in the future. This has really underscored the need to look into that.
Okay, so you think this will improve the conditions for miners. What sort of short impact will it have on the mining industry? Short-term impact?
Well, I mean, I think the immediate impact is going to be felt by that particular company that's being held responsible for what happened to the miners, and who knows what sort of compensation and reparations they're going to have to come up with. But I think one of the immediate issues is going to be the conditions of work of these miners when they're asked to go down there, and who's responsible.
Yeah, yeah. It's obviously echoes the issue we had in Tasmania here in Australia not that long ago. But people are calling this a miracle, and rival churches seem to be claiming ownership of the miracle. How important is religion to the Chilean people?
Religion is terribly important to the Chileans, whether they're the evangelicals or whether they're the Catholic, are overwhelmingly Christian, and they can ascribe things like this to a miracle. And let's face it, I'm a Catholic by birth, but I'm not a Catholic by practice, but I would almost call what happened to these 33 miners a miracle. I think everybody's entitled to call it that. So for the purposes of the church, they say that they're actually beginning to recruit even more followers because of what's happened to the miners. So so many industries in Chile are going to do well.
It's interesting when a disaster can have a galvanizing effect, and it sounds like it really has brought the country together. So the president's used this for a rallying point. How has the disaster brought the country together? What sort of outcomes, what sort of manifestations of this galvanization are we seeing?
Well, I think it's what it's allowed the world to see is what I have known for many, many years being involved in my research in Chile. So Chilean people are highly resilient. They're stalwarts. They're used to calamities, whether it's natural, all the earthquakes and so on, but also man-made. You know, they had 17 years of a terrible, terrible dictatorship, and then they had the earthquakes and so on. So Chileans have been trained for centuries to deal with disaster in an amazingly strong way. And this has given them centerpiece in the world, for the world to see this character, this amazing character of the Chilean people. And I think they're very proud of that they've shown themselves to the world to be the strong, resilient, stalwart society that they are.
Do you think that resilience is a direct result of the Pinochet regime and what they had to endure there, or is it something that goes back further than that?
Oh, I think it goes back a long, long way back. I mean, from what happened to the indigenous peoples, used to happen to the indigenous peoples in Chile today. And let's face it, a large proportion of Chileans have indigenous blood in them. And I think they suffered. They've learned to suffer in a dignified way. And the dictatorship certainly took its toll, but then the dictatorship was highly divisive between the left and the right, between the rich and the poor, between the rural and the urban. And so, you know, we're still feeling the divisions of the dictatorship in a terrible way, whereas what happened with the earthquake, but even more so with the miners, has really brought the country together. And I think this is one of the gifts that somebody above in the skies has given Chile, and it's long overdue, a chance to come together as a nation.
Well, Dr. Windham, we hope that it does bring the country together and that Chile only goes from strength to strength from here. And we're all best wishes to the families of the Chilean miners as well. Thank you very much for your time.
It's been my pleasure.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And that was Dr. Mary V. Windham, the coordinator of UTS of the International Studies Program.